News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, RTE has revealed its top 10 earners from 2017 to 2019. Ryan Tuberty topping the list, earning just under 500 grand for each of those 3 years. Ray Darcy comes in second place, earning a salary of 450,000 each year. Joe Duffy coming in third place. Willie O'Reilly, columnist at the Business Post, former group commercial director of RTE. Are they worth the big bucks, Willie?
That's always the perennial question, isn't it? And the answer to that simply is, in a commercial world we work in, the answer is yes. Actually, Shane, do you mind if we have a little history lesson? Because it's important to see what has changed. Let me take you back to 2008, when the presenter of The Late Show was almost on a million a year. Like, they were heady times. There was a lot happening in broadcasting. New radio stations, new television stations. People were being poached left, right and centre as it happened. And that was the pay in the day. So RTE has come some way in that period. And the background to it, and context is always important, is that back in 2008, RTE was earning 100 million a year more in commercial revenue than it is today. So a lot has changed. Yep.
Yeah. The other bit of context, I suppose, is that RTE is losing money, that it's having to cut costs. And some people will be saying, can it afford to be paying these kind of salaries at a time when it is running a fairly major operational loss?
And that's a great question. And the answer is difficult, because actually you need to cut your claw to your measure, of course. But those people who bring you the commercial audiences are even more important in the difficult times. So if you take, and the headline is The Late Late Show, it continues to have the most watched listenership of any programme in this island. Its share of viewing for The Toy Show is beyond anything that happens anywhere else in Europe. And its presenter presents not just a television show, but a daily radio show. And he's on half the salary of his predecessor. So Ryan Tuberty might look into his cornflakes this morning and say, where did it all go wrong?
I doubt that. Something he's doing okay. In fairness, he is an excellent broadcaster. There's no question about that. I suppose the other argument that people would make is, yeah, if you go across to Britain, I mean, some of the broadcasters there, I mean, Graham Norton earns ridiculous amounts of money and a multiple of that. But the counter argument would be, one, we're a very small market, and two, they're not exactly coming down with loads of counter offers from rival broadcasters.
Well, that's what's changed since 2008 as well. And, you know, the salaries in 2008 look very boomy from this distance. So I'm only putting the context that RTE has changed dramatically. And in fact, the press release yesterday indicated that the salaries for 2020, which haven't been published, will be lower still. So, you know, people in media have had to take pay cuts this year. COVID has affected the advertising industry badly. So, yeah, RT is having to cut its cloth further. But, you know, there's people in all professions expect to have top salaries if they're in top positions, whether in the law, in medicine, or even in politics. So these are probably getting into an area that I think is arguably an improvement on 2008.
Okay, you mentioned politics. I know it's a bit of a cheap point, but I'm going to make it anyway. Leo Varadkar earns what, 186 grand a year. Joe Biden, I think, will make $400,000 a year, I think I'm right in saying. Like, people in RTE are making more than that.
Clearly. I mean, that's a perennial one. I never quite understand why that is of significance. So, for instance, there are many people in the public service who earn more than the Taoiseach. I mean, for instance, if we look at Robert Watt, who's supposedly to be appointed to the senior position in the Department of Health shortly, he'll be on about 300,000 a year. The current head of the HSE, Paul Reid, who does an excellent job, is also on that salary. So I'm never quite sure what the point about the Taoiseach is. Many people in the professions, whether they're...
It's a bit trickier running the Department of Health and running the HSE than presenting a radio show. And I say that from experience.
Well, yes, but you know what these presenters bring to people's lives has to be categorized as well. So, for instance, their box office, they're very well respected. They're trusted by the public. They're very experienced in the role. And more importantly, it's what the advertisers want. You know, a 30-second commercial in the Late Late Toy Show is 30,000 Euros. So one hour of advertising in that show pays Ryan Tuberty's entire annual show. So that's just a measure of how important he is. Of course, the show itself is important, but it is a measure of what he brings to it as well.
Okay, Willie O'Reilly, columnist at the Business Post, former group commercial director of RTÉ. Thank you indeed for joining us. We should just stress that Robert Watt is not currently being paid that salary. He is there in a temporary capacity as head of the Department of Health. The new chief executive will receive that salary.